morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Fleming County Lady Panthers basketball coach Brad Cox. The Lady Panthers finished up the regular season last night with a record of 19 wins and 10 losses. It was Fleming County's most wins since the 2016-2017 season. Now all eyes here in the Commonwealth turn to the postseason tournaments, which get underway next week. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back with Fleming County Lady Panthers basketball coach Brad Cox right after this message.
Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We've got Fleming County Lady Panthers basketball coach Brad Cox. And Brad, thanks for making some time with us.
Appreciate talking to you, Travis, and the support that you all give to all the local sports in our community.
19-9, we're recording this interview here on Thursday. You're actually going to play Bracken County coming up tonight, but year three there at Fleming County, and you've really taken massive steps forward. 10-19 your first year, 15-17 last year, and then this year, 19-9. Just kind of talk about, you know, your approach when you took over that program.
We knew it would be a rebuild. The first thing I wanted to do is build a quality coaching staff. So I've got a really good coaching staff. Randy Taylor was a member of the 74 regional championship team here. He's a respected member of the community. He's been around the game for a long time as a coach and as a referee. And then Candace Ferris, who's in the building here as a special ed teacher. She had some coaching experience at Morgan County and Rowan County and was a really good high school player at Rowan County. And then Morgan Jett, she has some college coaching experience. She played here under Christy Orm. So I've got an outstanding coaching staff that's really committed to the kids, want what's best for them. So that's the first thing I wanted to do. And then from there, I just wanted to see who would be dedicated to play. And, you know, we built around a nucleus of underclassmen that, you know, we took our lumps the first couple of years, but now we're starting to see the fruits of that labor. Last year, we didn't have any seniors. We returned everyone and added Lacey Burns this year. So, you know, put those things together and that resulted in some success.
You were obviously at Mesa County for a number of years there, inherited a program that's coming off a state tournament. So kind of a different situation there at Fleming. You had young players at Mesa, and obviously you built that program too, but kind of a different situation there in Fleming than what you inherited at Mesa County. But you mentioned starting to see the success there with your Lady Panthers team and the hard work, and you've got to be in the mix for 16th Region Coach of the Year.
It was a different situation over here. You know, I think they won four games before I took over. COVID put a wrench into things, too. You know, they took a big hit and lost several games due to COVID. But it was definitely different than Mason. And Mason was trying to just continue the excellence that had already been established and, you know, had good kids to work with. They knew what it took to be, you know, champions and those type of things. But, you know, here it was not only, you know, teaching the game, but teaching the mentality, you know, how to be successful on and off the court. And it was a different challenge, but it was something I was looking forward to because it was different as far as what I was stepping into when I took that Mason job.
And you and I have talked over the years. Obviously, I know you enjoyed your time at Mason, but you guys are teachers and you're in the counseling side of it. So I know the opportunity came open there at Fleming County. And that's ultimately what you guys do and how you make your money is teach and work in the school building every day.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a basketball-related decision when I left. I definitely enjoyed my time at Mason County and developed a lot of good friendships and relationships with people over there. Still live in Maysville. But it, professionally, it was a great opportunity for me to expand on the schooling and the education and the degrees I got to step into a counseling role and more of a leadership role at the school. And I've enjoyed that thoroughly, too. It's been a great change. There's difficulties being in the classroom. There's positives of being in the classroom. There's difficulties being in an administrative role. There's also positives, too, but it's just how you view things and how do you approach it day-to-day. But it's been a change that I needed. It's been good for me professionally.
You started the season there 9-2, Brad. Lost to Mesa County there in the 2A Section 6 Championship, and you got Mesa County here toward the end of the season, but got off to a hot start. Lost a tough one there to Mesa County in the 2A Section 6 tournament, but had to be pleased with the way you guys started the season. You played a pretty tough schedule as well.
We knew we were going to have a chance to have a strong team this year, so we wanted to play as many tough teams as we can. So we were playing all the, you know, traditional powers in the 16th. You know, Boyd, Russell, Ashland are going to be the favorites in our region. And then after that, you know, we're in that mix of the next three, four, or five teams that maybe have an outside chance. You know, we just want to make sure we get there. And that's going to be tough, too, because even though we got the one seed in our district, it's really going to come down to who plays the best next week. You know, we play Menifee in the first round of the district. We beat them twice, once in a close game, once not so close. But they won the 16th region All-A. They've rolled off two or three wins in a row. So it's really in our district. It's going to be who plays the best next week. And then, you know, if we set ourselves up with an opportunity to get to Moorhead, we'll take our chances with the draw. But we knew there'd be ups and downs throughout the season. You know, we've been challenged in every game that we've played in. But, you know, that's the way I've always tried to schedule to make us tougher for when it gets to postseason time.
Do you like the 2A tournament? Of course, you played in it when you coached at Mason. The Fleming boys made it to the state championship. You guys were just a couple plays here or there away. You know, you guys have played in it here in the last couple of years. But are you a fan of the 2A?
Yeah, we're going to continue to do it. It's a chance for us to compete for a sectional championship and go to a state tournament in the middle of our season. And I think that brings excitement to the school and the community. I know our boys had a great run, and we're on the cusp of getting down there to Owensboro. Just didn't fall our way. And, you know, Mason played a great game that night. You know, we have split with Mason this year. If we played 10 times, we'd probably split 5-5. But it just comes down to a one-game scenario. And, you know, it's great to have elimination-type games in the middle of your season, because next week, you know, we've got an elimination game every night the rest of the way.
Yeah, you mentioned the one seed there in the 61st district. That had to be a goal before the season. Round County still, you know, they're down a little bit losing Haven Ford, and rightfully so, miss basketball. But that had to be a goal before the season for your girls to get the number one seed. Obviously, now you got to take care of business. But, you know, 5-1 in district play, and you know, obviously, I know you wanted to go 6-0, but had to be pleased with clinching the one seed.
Yeah, the way that it shook out, it kept us away from playing Rowan at Rowan. And even though they lost Haven, who's a really good player, and if you look at her stats and her minutes, she's a major contributor at Murray and very deserving of Miss Basketball. But we knew if we could get the one seed, we would most likely be away from Rowan. And also, you know, away from Bath, who we split with this year, and they have one of the best guards in the region in Ashton Baird. That's a handful, and probably in the last 10 to 15 years, this is the most competitive and balanced the 61st district has been.
Yeah, you beat Mesa County there last week, really routed them 68-46, got off to a quick start, 18-0 run there in the first half. But you mentioned season series 1-1, but exciting environment down there. But your girls, I think, you know, I don't know, redemption or whatever, but took that one to heart and really dominated Mesa County last week.
We didn't want to make it about what happened in January. You can't have a mindset, whether you're an adult or a kid, you can't look in the rear view your entire life. You know, they beat us fair and square in January in an important game, and, you know, kudos to them. Well deserved. They've had a great year, too. We can't, you know, put emphasis on what happened 2 months ago for a game that's right in front of us. That's the mindset that we had going into that game. We want to continue moving in the right direction, and we knew it'd be a tough game going down there in that environment, playing a good team, and just getting us ready for district tournament next week, because we'll have to go to Rowan and play a good, solid team in the first round, and, you know, we're going to have to play well to advance.
Let's talk about some of your girls there, Brad. For listeners maybe that are unfamiliar with the Fleming County Lady Panthers, I know Ariana Adams leads you 14.1 points a game, and of course, JT's daughter goes to Fleming County, and he has a PA over there, and you know JT as well. But he said, you know, she can hit a softball a mile, too. But I know Ariana leads you there 14 points a game, and then also pulls down, you know, nearly 6 rebounds a contest as well.
Yeah, she eclipsed the 1,000-point club there in our first game with Mason. You know, a lot of teams are starting to focus their attention on her. You know, think back to our Augusta game the other night. They surrounded our post players with 3 people and dared us to hit perimeter shots, and we didn't early in the game, and they were able to, you know, battle with us, and it was a back-and-forth game until we finally hit some perimeter shots in the fourth quarter. So she draws a lot of attention, and she could score from all 3 levels. She could score on the block. She's made 18 or 19 threes on the year at a decent clip, over 30%. She's got soft touch, soft hands. She's very skilled. She's going to get a lot of attention, but, you know, I think we're balanced enough where you can't really focus the attention on one player, because if you do that, that's going to leave openings for other people. Sadie Price has had a heck of a year. She's playing her best basketball of her career, you know, down the stretch of her senior year. Lacey's been solid all year long. Ava Watson's a sophomore that's had a strong year. Mallory Price is a steady player, known for her shooting, but she's just solid across the board. Amir Jackson's averaging 7 or 8 rebounds a game. We've got some other players. Avery Argo has probably been our most improved player. She's completely healthy this year, very athletic, can shoot the ball, I think, make 2 or 3 threes at her game at Mason. Chloe Holland's a really good athlete and can guard on the perimeter, and Hannah Kelly's a solid role player for us as well. So we've got a nice nucleus of 9 that we could rotate when we need to, and then we can adjust based upon who we're playing. If, for example, you know, Mason, we played more big forwards together because, you know, they have a good inside game. But in the Augusta game, we went more to a four-guard or five-guard lineup to match up with their five guards because they really try to spread us out.
Yeah, you mentioned nine girls have played, looks like, in 24-plus games. So you mentioned that Mason game. I know you had some girls off the bench that, you know, just score a handful of points. I think, you know, one of them had double figures, hit some threes. But, you know, I was really impressed with your rotation. The girls you brought in, you know, contributed. And, you know, I know some of them are going to graduate. You've got a handful of seniors, but some of these girls are going to be back as well. And you mentioned, you know, just come in and know your role and handle the situations you're put in.
Yeah, game to game's different. We finished, you know, our Augusta game with more of a different lineup than we haven't played at the end of a game in a while. And that was just kind of match up with them. But, you know, girls are really good about accepting the role, and they know when their number's called, they're going to give us everything they got. And, yeah, you know, we do have four seniors with Sadie, Lacey, Hannah Kelly, and Amira. And they're going to be hard to replace, but, you know, I still think we could have a really good year next year as well because we'll return Ariana, Ava Watson, Mallory Price, Avery Argo, Chloe Holland, and they've got now 3 years worth of experience. And then our JV's starting to develop, so we're going to start looking to them. You know, we got five or six freshmen. It's going to be their turn to step up and contribute, and that's what we want to do. We want to build, you know, a program that when we start to lose people to graduation, we got other people ready to go, and I think we're in the process of doing that.
You mentioned the 61st District there. We'll be played at Round County. You guys are the one seed. We'll play Menifee County. You alluded to it. They won the 16th Region All-A Classic. Bath and Round will battle out in the other semifinal, and it's played at Round County. 2017, the last time you guys have won it. I know it's going to be two extremely tough games, but you mentioned you got the one seed for a reason and hopefully can cut down the nets for the first time since 17.
Yeah, if we could do that. You know, we had three goals before the season started. We wanted to win the 2A sectional, we wanted to win the district, and we wanted to make a run in the region. And when we had our player-parent meeting back in October, I said, these are our goals. It's going to be very difficult to do all three. If we're able to accomplish one of those things, it's a success. But I don't think we should be defined by, you know, the result of next week. I think we should be defined by the body of work that these girls have committed to the program over the last 3 years since I've taken over. We don't have to prove anything to anyone because these girls have come in and worked and been dedicated to the program. Each individual has improved as a player, and they've matured as a person throughout the process. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, looking at the 16th region there, I think Ashland and Russell probably the two favorites. And then beyond that, Boyd, and then you guys right there. So 16th, since you've been there, you've coached it obviously in the 10th, but 16th every year seems like they've got two or three teams that are top 20 in the state and have a chance to make the state semifinals every year.
Absolutely. Russell, Ashland, and Boyd have won. Each team has one Division I commit. Several other players are college-level players, in my opinion. You know, Boyd on paper is probably the third-best team, but they won the 2A state. And they've got a girl, the big girl, going to the University of Pittsburgh. They've got another player that's 6'2", that can shoot three. You know, Russell's got Shaylin Steele, who's committed to Penn State. And Ashland made a run in the state last year. So if we're able to get there, it's going to come down to hopefully a good draw. Ashland and Boyd are in the same district, so one of them are going to be the loser. If we can stay away from one of them in the first round, if we get there, we can maybe find an avenue to sneak into the finals if we play well. And once you get to that point, anything's possible.
Yeah, it was an exciting time of year, cliche to say this time of year, whatever school you're at. But, you know, the Fleming County boys having a ton of success. I saw Seth Hickerson got good news, and fortunate for him, and I think everybody is thankful for that. But with Coach Biggs, what they've been able to accomplish, and, you know, have a chance to make a run, you guys have a chance to compete for a district championship, and with a draw can have a nice run in the 16th. So exciting time of year, whatever school you're at, and, you know, especially there in Fleming County as well.
The season's a grind. We start preseason workouts around Labor Day, and then start officially practicing in October, and it all comes down to the next 2 or 3 weeks, but that's what makes it exciting. And, you know, the one-class system at the end of the year in Kentucky is special. I hope it's something that they never go away from, because regardless of what your record is, in the regular season, starting Monday night, everyone's 0-0, and everyone's got a chance to advance if they play well, and may the best team win. There's only one team that's going to be ultimately cutting down the nets at Rupp Arena here in a few weeks, but everyone's got a shot starting Monday, and that's what makes it exciting for everyone.
I know your daughter, Anna Clay, there. I know she's in the team pictures, was under the basket the other night helping your team warm up, and I remember when she was getting ready to be born, Brad, because I think we were at the Hoosier Gym there in Knightstown. I remember you picking out something for your daughter there, but I'm sure she's involved in a lot of things. But I know she's big with the team and almost like a little team manager there for you.
Yeah, she really loves the kids over here, and she still, you know, loves the girls over at Mason. She still, especially some of the ones that, you know, were with me my last couple of years, she still looks up to them. She has a wardrobe mix of Fleming County gear and Mason County gear because she goes to Strop. She just loves being around the kids, and they've really accepted her. And those will be experiences that she'll remember when she grows up. That's the important thing. It's a family environment where everyone, I like the continuity that we have together, and each kid plays for each other, regardless if you're the coach's daughter or the manager or the last player coming off the bench in JV. It's a family atmosphere over here, and I'm glad to see that take shape because I don't know if that was necessarily the case before. There were some things that maybe didn't go on as successfully as should have been, but Fleming County is a school, 650, 700 kids, and always have good athletes that, you know, if it's done right, and most of the athletic teams over here are going to have a chance to be successful. At a rural school, you're going to have ups and downs, but if you do it right, you have a chance to be, you know, consistently successful year in and year out.
Well, Beth, thanks for making some time with us. Best of luck there to you and the Lady Panthers next week, and I'm sure we'll get together there at state tournament.
Yeah, I appreciate you, and look forward to hearing some of your calls here as we get into the postseason, and good luck to everyone. Hope everyone stays healthy and has a great postseason.
That was Fleming County Lady Panthers basketball coach Brad Cox. Fleming County is the number one seed in the 61st district tournament that kicks off next week at Round County. Fleming County will take on the number 4 seed Menifee County Monday night at 6 o'clock. The second semifinal will feature Bath County, the number 2 seed, versus Round County, the number 3 seed at 7:30. The championship game is Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The 39th District Tournament also gets underway next week at Bracken County. On Monday night, it's St. Patrick versus Bracken County at 6 o'clock and 7:30. Then on Tuesday night, it's Mason County versus Augusta at 6 o'clock and 7:30. The championship games are Thursday night at 6 o'clock and 7:30. The girls' game will be first each evening. If you can't make it to the Igloo for the 39th District Tournaments, you can follow all the action right here on SOF 96. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.